podcast where me, Nicole Byer, is trying to figure out why she's still single, even though if you come in a jar and ask me to keep it on my bedstand, I would. No questions asked.
I know you.
I've done too many episodes, and these are getting harder and harder to come up with.
Maybe you should just have a moment where you're just like, let me just like bank these.
Oh, and just like put them in pre-write your phone. Them?
Yeah, like the podcast where I've decided that those little balls you put in your pussy, I'll buy those in a 10-pack.
Ah. See, but that with me and I did extra work.
This bitch is lazy.
Okay.
Listen,
let me introduce. So, okay, I'm here in Vancouver.
Is this one of the... Are we in the French part of Canada or
no,
the like Christian kind?
No, we're Montreal is where they're like, je m'appelle, we think we in Paris. Everyone is like pretty rude.
Je m'appelle, fuck you. But it's not as awful as Winnipeg, because fuck that place. Fuck that place.
I've never been to Winnipeg, but like, I love Edmonton. And you're the only people this side. You're the only people.
I've never been.
Because every time I say I love Edmonton, people are like, "The fuck?" But I had a blast. There was great thrift stores. Wait, okay, so if you're listening fucking at home, I need to introduce my guest.
Hi, guys.
Eve, don't say hi. I need to introduce you.
I'm so sorry.
Don't say hello yet! Okay, if you're listening at home, I gotta introduce my guest. You know her from The Daily Show. She will have a Comedy Central half hour coming out sometime this year, maybe next year. Who knows? Networks are real sneaky, and they don't want to tell you things.
Come back. You were introducing me.
It's just so hard when a network doesn't want to let you know anything.
They don't know.
They don't know. I'm waiting on a Nailed It renewal, so like that's where that's coming from.
And I'm also waiting for a Comedy Central show to come out that we recorded last year that they said was going to come out this year that might come out next year. So there's a lot of jokes that black comics are holding on to right now.
So, in person, you might be like, Nicole sitting next to Nicole. You're listening to, you know her from The Daily Show, it's Dulce Sloth!
Okay, and just so y'all know, it's gonna be hard to not know that you're not sitting next to Nicole because these are Nicole's clothes. So.
They are. This, what is it? A little cardigan?
Yes.
Yes, that was mine. The pants were mine.
Yes, and the shirt's by Old Navy.
Yes. So, La Old Navy,
I was like, I have to do Nicole's podcast in Nicole's clothes. Because I had a guy at the improv argue with me for 10 minutes that I was you.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, one, we look completely different.
And your titties are twice the size of all of everything.
Guys. And I was like, different titties, different face, different shoulders, different neck, different body, different butt.
Everything is different.
Everything. We were literally getting our nails done at the same nail shop in L.A. And she turns to me and goes, we look nothing alike.
Very good impression of me.
You are the only person I can do. You and like my friend Danielle, who starts every sentence with, girl, I mean, I can do that.
It's weird because like I don't realize that I speak weird.
I had somebody ask me, does she do that on purpose or is it a thing? And what's so weird is I've been a theater kid for so long that you don't sound crazy to me.
Thank you.
Because people are like, I was like, what do you mean? And they're just like, she does all those voices. I was like, go on. Because I was literally, like, and I did this thing, I was like, I was doing, like, what's, like, The View for Canada. And I was talking about, like.
The View for Canada?
What's the show called? It's like the talk, right. So it's like,
don't we have a talk in the U.S. too?
Yeah, we do. So it was a bunch of like, I think it was more like The Real because it was like an Asian lady and a black lady and another.
United Nations of everybody.
Right. Telling you about dating. And so I'm talking about it because they were saying like, oh, their like person wants to go on a date with this guy at his house. And I was like, no, that's how you die. And I was just going, it's like, because she has a job. So she's accustomed to a certain lifestyle. And my friend thinks it's hilarious, but I didn't know I said that.
Uh-huh.
I was just talking. Yeah. So since I speak that way, and so you do the same thing, I'm like, yeah, it's just Nicole.
My roommate will just out of the blue just be like, truly. And I was like, oh, I didn't know I said truly like that. He was like, you say truly so much, you say wild so much.
Oh, you say wild so much, I say wild a million times after I've hung out with you.
Here's the thing. Life is wild.
I mean...
So...
But we're talking about is facts and truths.
Yes,
okay?
Yes, yes.
We are really giving a certain movement, a certain lifestyle.
Yes, 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 yes.
A certain reality.
Yes, 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 yes. Preach, yes. Okay.
This is really one of the reasons I miss living in LA, because you could just go on a run. Girl, this is just a certain, like, just a lifestyle, just the
Did
way that we live.
Did you say you would go on a run? You're lying.
No, no.
You don't go on runs.
No. When I mean go on a run, I mean of words.
Oh, okay. Where you're comfortable in your home sitting and talking. Okay.
Yes. Where you're like just a movement, just a campaign, just a way of doing things.
Okay.
That is a run.
Okay, I get that.
Of
so
words.
Say,
of being still.
Let me ask you a question.
Let's get into it.
Okay, so I know you're single.
Yes, we talk about this all the time.
Yes, and did people aw?
Did you just groan?
That's literally why you're here. The podcast is literally called Why Won't You Date Me?
You bought the fucking tickets. What you think was happening?
Okay. So, Dulce.
Talk about it.
It's not a sad thing. I'll tell you something. You never have to awe at a comedy show.
No.
Because nobody's leaving their home to speak to people for maybe the first time to hear a,
Oh.
No, bitch. I have all of the confidence, you know?
And I was by myself house.
At my house being like, this is funny. And then sometimes the crowd's like, it's not. Anyway.
And I knew I was single before you did, so.
Okay, so Dulce, you are currently single.
Yep.
And you are dating.
Yeah.
What apps are you on? Tell me about the apps.
Okay, I just got off of, because right now, I'm only on three of them. But up until a month ago.
I love it. I love 2019. I'm only on three apps.
Oh, up until a month ago, I was on Match.com, paid them money. eHarmony, paid them money.
Okay.
Then Bumble, Tinder, Hinge, which you told me about.
I like Hinge.
And JSwipe.
I love it. I love it specifically because it's like, you're not out here catfishing. Like, they know you're not Jewish.
And I put willing to convert on there, but there are black Jews.
Willing to convert! Are you actually willing to convert? Because it takes a long time.
My mom's a messianic Jew.
Oh,
so
what?
They're Jews that believe that Jesus is the Messiah. Like, all the disciples were messianic Jews.
Oh, I was
Jews.
Like, are they just messy Jews?
You couldn't have thought that.
No, you said messy Jewish.
Messianic Jew.
Well, I heard the first half of it.
This
I
is
thought
not...
maybe it was a messy Jewish
you
person.
You went to college.
Who was like, yarmulkes are everywhere.
Nope, I'm going to let this go.
There's so many yarmulkes everywhere. I got to clean up my yarmulkes. Oh, no, there's dreidels everywhere. Oh, no. Oh, we have 10 menorahs. Oh, no. Too many latkes. And that's it. That's all I know about Jewish.
So everything you learned at Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm. I also did not go to college, so you're wrong.
Ah, that makes so much sense. Though.
I went to an acting school. Thank you, one person.
I went to college for acting. I have a theater degree in acting.
See, I went to a conservatory, so I literally have a certificate that's like, she can do it. And nobody has asked to see it.
I can't believe that people... What's so fun to me is like, I'm just going, And I know there's literally people going, this bitch is nuts. And I'm just like, go on.
I mean, I don't think I'm nuts.
You're one of my favorite people.
Oh, my God. What?
I love hanging out with you.
Thank you.
And it's also like, first of all, to like just have another fat friend.
I know.
Just to have another fat friend. But another fat friend who isn't always going, we're okay.
I just don't have the time,
It's so exciting. I'm like, bitch, I know I'm pretty. Like, that's the most annoying thing. But like, that's the most annoying thing about being in a body that it's certain, like, certain communities have deemed undesirable because I walk around with this face. And I've been told my entire life that I'm pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know I am. So, like, my nickname, I had, like, a million nicknames growing up, but one of them was, like, baby doll, China doll.
Oh.
So, because, like, let's just say in the night.
Can I just tell you, when I went to college, like, I didn't go to real college. I went to a conservatory for 2 years where we literally just, like, danced and sang. And like,
then, like, zip, zap, zop.
Yeah,
and
zip, zap, zop. Yeah. There was a bunch of gay guys being like, oh, I'm going to make it. And they didn't.
Is it because they couldn't play straight or they just couldn't make it?
No, let's get real. You have like, what, like 1,000 kids each year being like, I'll be on Broadway. You won't.
No. But I have friends who are on Broadway because look where we are.
Yes. But my nickname when I was in school was Baby Doll, specifically because I wore fake eyelashes, blue contacts.
Oh.
And a glue and weave that was constantly coming out.
All I heard was, had no black friends growing up.
I did. I went to church in a black community. So I was
and
like,
they let you live like this?
No, they were not nice to me. I didn't get black friends until I was an adult.
Honestly, I didn't get a lot of black friends till college.
But
that's because I grew up in a predominantly Latino neighborhood in Atlanta. So, like, I had black friends at school, but everyone I knew was Latin. Like, the first guy I ever dated was from El Salvador.
Oh, and that's okay. South. That is south of here. We're in Vancouver. And El Salvador is south of Vancouver.
It's Central America.
Sure. Yes, it's right in the middle of America.
Do you?
It's in Central America, right next to Oklahoma.
Funny enough, Oklahoma's where my brother's born. We used to live there.
Oh, really?
My father's trash side is from that side.
Well, fair. Wait, we really got off track.
I am the king of a tangent.
You're queen.
Oh,
queen.
No, I meant that.
Or king. I don't know how big
it doesn't
your
have
dick
to be
is.
Gendered. No, I will take you on a tangent. There's plenty of times I've been in like generals and been like, I don't want to talk about how I got
okay,
to stand up.
A general is where they send actors to talk to executives where they go, so where are you from?
What made you want to get into this?
And I was like, why do you do comedy? And it's like, because my home life was bad. Anywho,
but my home life was good.
Mine was fine, but my parents did die.
Yeah.
They're dead.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen my father since 1986.
Did you see how everyone really tightened up?
Yeah. You know people die,
People die. And guess what? You're all going to die alone.
You didn't need to do that.
Yes, I did. Well, I don't know. It's just something I've dealt with since I was like 16 and then 21. Like my parents, they're dead people. The first joke I ever wrote was, after college, people seem to like keep moving in with their parents, but I can't do that because graveyards have closing times.
That's funny as shit.
But people hated it.
Well, I think
because it's... then I followed it up with a tight 4 more minutes of dead parent jokes. And by tight, I mean loose as fuck.
Because I don't think people want... Like, I can't fathom my mother dying. Like, my brain won't let me do it.
Yeah, don't. It's bad.
Yeah, but like... But both of my mother... But all my grandparents have passed.
Sure.
So my mother's mother passed when I was 17, and then my mother's father passed when I was 9.
Oh.
And my mother said also, my grandpa died at 80. He was still 6 feet tall. So my mother said...
What do you mean still?
No, because most people shrink. Most people shrink. Because like my grandma is tiny when she passed.
Okay.
But most old people shrink.
Okay.
So he's 80 and he's 6 feet tall.
Okay.
My mother said it's the biggest fucking coffin she's ever seen. Because if you're 6 feet tall, your coffin's almost 7 feet.
That's a big coffin.
She was like, and then
my mom's dad, he was super tall. His name was High Pockets.
What happened?
His nickname was High Pockets because he was
so tall.
And he
that sounds like some 1930s
he
bullshit.
He was a fucking pimp.
Yeah, of course he was.
Okay? And like nobody will co-sign it in my family. Everyone's like, no, he wasn't. But I was like, he was. Because anytime he went to go see him, it was on a corner.
What? You never saw your grandpa in a building?
Sure didn't. Sure didn't. He was always on a corner. We would drive the minivan through the streets of Chicago. My mother would be like, there he's at. There he is. And then we would like talk to him. Ladies would scatter. Like, he was a fucking Pam. He was. The first time I fucking met him, I was playing in my grandmother's front yard, and he, like, walked up because he had, like, long legs. He was, like, walking up. He had some swagger. He scooped me up, and he was like, hey, how are you? And I was like, I can't talk to strangers. And he was like, stranger, I'm your grandpa. And I was like, what? It floored me. But that's my grandpa.
My grandpa had a dry cleaners.
He had a dry cleaners. Was it a front?
No. It was just a dry cleaner.
So you're single.
Yeah. Because I was like, we're going to lose this. It's falling. Okay. I'm talking about a dry cleaner. That's not interesting as a pimp.
I'm good. I'm good at staying on track. And Thank you so much. I mean bad. So you're single. You're on all the apps. Yes. Are you on Coffee Meets Bagel?
I was and I hated it.
I hated it too.
And I was like, What is this point system?
Thank you. Someone said beans. What the fuck are the beans?
The beans is like a stupid fucking point system.
If you don't know, you have to do work to get the beans to spend the beans to like somebody.
I thought I was fucking jacking the beanstalk. It was so fucking, like, I couldn't understand.
Yeah, I was like, what is this? Starbucks? Why are there so many beans?
I didn't understand what's going on. And then it was like, I was on eHarmony, but like, you know, they have the page for like people that like you.
I'm not allowed on eHarmony. I think I've said it on the podcast before, but I was rejected. I'm part of the 2% of unmatchable people.
What?
Years and years and years ago, when online dating first became a thing, I signed up for eHarmony. I filled out that fucking questionnaire.
Oh my
God. It took me 17 days.
Yes, it
did. It is so long. And it's like, do you like horses? And I was like, what?
You could get through the Bible before you got through the questionnaire.
Yeah, you could get to Revelations before you finish the eHarmony profile.
The Quran,
for the heathens,
the Torah, the Talmud.
Revelations is last.
Thank you so much. They didn't know.
So long. And then I got to the end of it. I said, this is a treat. Send. And then they said, ooh, sorry, bitch.
What?
We can't help you out. You are part of the 2% of unmatchable people. And this is like years and years ago before like screenshots. Like, I wish I could screenshot it.
What did you do on a computer?
Yes, I did it on my Dell.
You could have hit print screen.
Well, I mean, if I could go back in time to 2008. Who's ever said the year like that?
Me! I will catch myself doing it. I'm like, yeah, you know, in 2007. No. It's not how you...
2010, 2011. Now, we're in 2019.
But now people are saying the aughts, and I was like, this is not...
The aughts?
Yes.
What does that mean?
That refers to the double zeros. Like, they used to do it with the 1900s, like an aught five and, like, shit like that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, like, when numbers were, like, 2001, 2005, 2007.
I know the years.
Yeah, the aughts.
So you're single.
You have to understand, every Nicole conversation with Nicole is, like, me explaining something and her going... Uh-huh.
Honestly, that's everyone's conversation with me. I am a sponge and I'm constantly absorbing and then squeezing myself out and losing the information.
I'm a sponge that just keeps... I grew up watching a lot of PBS, so...
I watched PBS,
and
too.
And I kept it.
I didn't.
Oh, I definitely did.
I watched a lot of Mr. Rogers.
I hated Mr. Rogers.
Well, I was just like, why are you taking your cardigan off? I'm sure your house
Thank
is
you
drafty.
Thank you so much! See, and that's why I hated a motherfucker. Why are you changing your clothes in front of children? I don't like this. Then,
girl.
I didn't think it was weird.
It wasn't like he was showing his chest to people.
The nigga was weird. He talked too slow.
He was weird.
Thank you, man.
I was like watching the documentary and I was like, why do you love children like that?
Fuck this. This is
whatever, guys. Who likes children like that? People like their own children.
I like children, but that's a motherfucker that loves kids wrong. I hate
kids.
He's the one that's like hanging out in like art stores, but on the wrong side of the store.
The wrong side? What? By like the
where the kid shit is.
Oh, okay.
Why you and Michael's over here by this kid shit? Go take your ass over there by easels and shit. Nah, man. He should be able to buy some oil paints or something. Fuck that. The nigga's weird,
I'm
yo.
I'm so sorry. I don't know the layout of Michael's. You're single.
Yes, this is why I am.
So you're single. You're on the app.
Well, I'm not on eHarmony anymore.
No.
Because there's that page where, like, here's the people that like you, and there was never anybody on that page.
Well, that's Hinge. Hinge is always like, no one likes you. Well, and I'm like, this is an assault.
No, Hinge keeps matching me with people who they're like, this person's the most compatible. And I was like, you don't know me at all.
Okay.
I mean, it's like just...
But you answer the questions. They do an algorithm. I don't know.
Hinge is like matching me with like some real, like, I enjoy nerdy shit. Right?
Okay.
But they're matching...
What do you mean by nerdy shit? Because I really hate when women are like, I'm a nerd. I love TV. It's like, everyone loves the TV.
Everyone loves the TV. But it's like... I really enjoy Star Trek. One of the goals of my life is to be a Klingon in a Star Trek movie. And not the new Klingons on the fucking Discovery, because fuck them. And not that other time.
I haven't watched it. What's wrong with the new Klingons?
They don't look like the next generation Deep Space Nine Klingons.
I watched Next Generation. My childhood crush was Captain Picard. I wanted to, like, put my pussy right on that bald ass
head.
Facts. And spin around, have him just go, girl, get her, girl, get her.
You want to hear him go engage. I get it.
I love it.
That's another thing she didn't catch, right? So, like, the dude who played Data, I said engage, because Captain Picard would do that least loose pointer finger, say engage.
All right.
You didn't watch it. And then...
I did, as a child.
I get it. My crush
We would sit on the floor, we'd gather around the television, and we would watch it.
Oh, yeah.
And then when Deep Space Nine came out, my dad was like, look, it's a black captain. And then we were like, but it's bad.
Deep Space Nine was great.
No, it's not. It's not as good as Next Generation. You shut the fuck up! No, I'm kidding.
I just really like
Next Generation.
Listen.
These are the stars. Starship Enterprise.
Hold on. Okay, we can't start talking about Next Generation, Deep Space Nine. We're never going to talk about
Great.
Boys.
Great, so you're single.
Yes. Because I love Deep Space Nine so much.
Okay, so you're a single woman.
Yes, I am. So I got off of eHarmony because it was trash. And then Match.com was very interesting because when you would look at what guys like...
Uh-huh.
The first thing I would do is, like, I would see a guy, he was cute. I wouldn't look at anything else.
Okay.
I would just go straight down to what he wanted. And it was so rare that you would see black as the, like, because you would break.
Wait, you can just put up what you want like
yes.
that?
Yes, you
You're
can.
You're like, I'm racist.
Yes. So you can put down, height, you could put down body type, you could put down how much money the other person made, what religion
Whoa.
They were.
What?
I mean, other people, like, religion's very important to people. Like, money's very important to people. Because those are things that potentially break up marriages.
Okay.
And then, like, the body type for stuff. So I was, like, body
what
type.
What are the body types that they have on there?
Well, my favorite was because there was curvy, and then there was full figured, and then there was, like, shit. Like, there was code words for fat.
Uh-huh.
And then.
Okay, Cupid has used up, and that's what mine is.
I was on OKCupid years ago. I'm not back on there. I met this guy who was a nightmare, so I got the fuck off OKCupid in like
2012, okay. So I'm still on OKCupid. I've only fucked three people from there.
I fucked one guy off of there that was years ago.
I fucked one dude. He lived in this weird apartment that I was 100% sure was like a model apartment for like to like show people to be like, you can live in this building.
Well, how do you because, know it was a because his stuff was never in it?
No, there was like no stuff. There was a dry erase board.
I know a lot of people dry erase boards in their house.
No, and
they're comics no, writing out like their life plan.
He was not a comedian.
Okay.
So I drew a dick on it and he erased it because I like, you know, stay on brand. And he erased it and was like, we don't do that here. And I was like, here?
What?
Okay. Isn't it your home?
No.
Then he was like, let me fuck you on the floor. And I was like, I mean, you have a bed. But I guess he didn't want to like break the bed. I don't know.
So or then, sully the bed or get anything.
Because it's a model apartment.
Oh, wow. How'd he get the keys to this?
I let him fuck me on the floor.
Was it carpet or not?
You better believe there was bad carpeting. My knees were saying, bitch, get on the bed. So then I fucked him and then.
You could have got a pillow.
I could have, but guess what? I
did. You're already down there.
So then we like finish. He finishes so quickly and then looks at me and goes,
how dare you?
You good? And I was like,
I had a guy. Girl,
I'm not done.
Oh my God.
So then he goes to the bathroom for like 45 minutes.
Whoa.
And then I'm just posing on the floor. Like waiting for him to come out to be like, come on, lick my pussy. And then he like comes out of the bathroom like basketball shorts. He's like, all right, well, I guess I'll see you later. And I was like, oh yeah, I guess I'll go. And then as I was leaving, as he was closing the door, he goes, just because I work in fitness doesn't mean I don't like your body. And then the door closed. And to the closed door, I went, what? And I'm sure he heard me because it was loud. And then I stopped down the hallway, angrily got in my car, called Sashir, and I was like, Rumpf! Guess what just happened? And she was like, your life is stupid.
Truly.
I was like, it sure is. And then the second guy I fucked from OkCupid was a white dude in Tim's, and I was like, already a red flag.
So you fucked a Tyler. That's a Tyler.
A Tyler?
Did he have a fade?
He did have a fade.
He's a fucking Tyler!
He walked into my house and was like, yo, girl, what's up?
That's a Tyler!
And I was like, not this.
A Tyler is a male crystal.
A male crystal? Well, like a little wigger. He was a...
Yeah, so like a crystal is like the white chick that always fucks black dudes. She's always got the idea of black dude haircut. She drives an Impala.
She's got like black lip liner.
Yeah, so she drives an Impala. She's got
all
too many rings on.
All her kids are mixed.
All her kids are mixed.
Okay.
If she says the N-word, you're like, sustained. If you earned it. You earned it! You're not even the slightest... Like, oh, bitch, yes.
So
yes.
He was a Tyler.
Like, she smokes Black and Milds after she smokes a Newport. Like... But before the weed, right? Like, you know this bitch is.
She smokes the black before the Newport. I know her. Okay,
yes, we all know her.
So yeah, he was a
Won't
Tyler.
Won't stop wearing an ankle bracelet or listening to NSYNC. You know this bitch.
He was a Tyler. He fucked me while wearing his Tim's, and
like on some like. What was that? What's the porn with the black dude? Bang Bro, some shit?
I don't know.
Whatever.
There's a bunch of porn.
You know what I'm talking about with the black
dude
with the fucking
Tim's on. But he took off his pants and then slipped his feet back inside, and I was like, well, I mean, I guess that's what he was.
He took the shoes off to take off his pants.
They're Tim's. You can't take your pants off while wearing fucking construction boots. Unless he was wearing JNCOs, and in which case, I would have still fucked him.
Yes.
But, like, you know, that's a whole nother thing.
But JNCOs are a van situation. Who the fuck's wearing JNCOs and Tim's? I want to meet that guy.
But he took off the Tim's, took off his pants, slid his little feet back in, and dived right in. And then afterwards, I was like, how do I make him leave?
Oh, he came to your house?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, girl, I'm going to tell him it's like he's got warrants out or something. Like, oh, I think the po-po are here.
Well, no. I didn't want to, like, be rude or whatever. But then I got a text from our friend Chioke. Mm-hmm. And Chioke was like, what are you doing? And I was like, well, I just fucked this dude. And he was like, FaceTime me. And I was like, well, that'll get him to leave.
Hell yeah.
So I FaceTimed Chioke, and I was like, Chioke! And this guy was like, what are you doing? And I was like, talking to a friend. Here's my new friend. And then he was like, I should go. And I was like, it worked.
Yeah. I
so,
fucked.
Hot tip, you want a dude to leave, FaceTime
I'm
a friend.
It's
like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, phone a friend.
I did fuck two guys from OkCupid.
Uh-huh.
One of them was this big, just gorgeous dude who... I'm not going to talk about what happened the first time we ever hooked up because let's just say I ended crying. And then, like,
in
not
a good way or bad way. Okay.
But the first time we hooked up, it was great because he had helped me move. So it's like we hook on.
Wait, so you were like, hey, do you want to go out? And he was like, yeah.
No.
And you were like, help me move.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That man was thirsty for pussy. And I'll tell you, that was your first mistake.
Listen,
if a man is gonna help you move, he's too desperate.
But I was also desperate for help.
So
my couches were very heavy.
Two of the saddest people in New York.
Oh, this was in Atlanta.
So two of the saddest people in Atlanta.
So the first time we hooked up, it was fine. And the second time we hooked up, not so fine. And then he was just a monster human being. The other guy I hooked up with, it was my birthday.
Okay, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
July 4th.
July 4th is my birthday.
Yes.
America. Thank you so much. And my brother, fun fact, was born on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
So my mother said God did it so she'd remember our birthdays.
Okay.
So I go over his house. She has a bad memory. We can remember how old I am. She can't remember how old my brother is or how old she is. So, but we're fine. So I go to see this dude. And, you know, like when like the kissing is great, you're grabbing, you're like, ooh, it's kind of good, it's kind of good. And then the sex started. And I've never, like, you remember that joke they would have in the 90s about people like, oh, I wish the TV was on while we were making whoopee or some bullshit like that?
Yes.
Or like you had like a magazine?
Yes.
I've never in my life thought that way.
Until you found this
Until this guy. Because one, I found out mine and this dude was some kind of Latino.
Okay.
I don't remember, Dominican. It's one of them that tans can get locked up. And not like one of your whites, like the Cubans, but like something brown. And so.
Cubans are white?
Have you seen a Cuban?
I'm learning. I'm learning so much today.
I know.
Okay, Cubans are white.
So there's Spaniard descent, and then there's Black descent, and then there's Chinese Cubans. I'll tell you later. So they have quinceas. It's cool. So I'm laying in this bed, and this is when I learned that his pelvis does not work.
That his pelvis?
Does not work.
He cannot thrust?
No.
That's when you sit on it and spin around.
I did not have the opportunity because he was already on top of me.
Oh,
and
okay.
He had already adjusted for the lack of thrust because he was taking the top of the mattress and pulling himself up. So he planked me. This is when planking was popular.
Okay.
If he'd had chest hair, I'd have had rug burn. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Because for the thrusting motion, it was a pull and let release and a pull and release. And I'm laying there like, it's my birthday. And so the next day he takes me.
It's my birthday.
Yeah.
What a terrible present. I'm so sorry.
I know. And then, because this was like the early hours of my birthday. And then so he takes me to breakfast the next day. And I get like.
What a confident man that he slept over after that.
No, I was at his house.
That you didn't leave. You are a sad woman.
Listen.
I'm kidding. She's my fucking friend.
I was trying to figure out why I didn't leave. And then I was just like. But I'm legitimately sleepy. Because I came over here at 2 in the fucking morning.
Uh-huh.
So I got
to. I also think it's just embedded into women to be like, we're polite.
And we just said. Also, it was 2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time we were done, it was like, by the time I got to his house, and by the time we were done, it was, I don't know, 3:45. And then he was like, oh, I'll buy you breakfast in the morning. I stayed for breakfast.
Fair. I would stay for breakfast,
because
too.
If you fuck me terribly, I'm going to get breakfast.
Where did he take you?
He took me to, like, this really, it was actually, like, a nice, like, you know those, like, restaurants that are in, like, a house? They have them a lot all over the South, where it's,
did
like.
Did he take you to his mother's house?
No. It's, like.
She was like, yeah, y'all can sit whatever you want. I'll get you in a second. No, there's no menus. You order what you want, I'll figure it out.
It was one of like those little like cute like brunch places that looked like a fucking house.
No, I know what you mean.
You're an asshole. But also hilarious. So, and while we're walking, so like I have this breakfast, I get like a country fried steak that's burnt. And how you burn something that's deep fried was beyond me. And then with white gravy that was fine, then grits that were lumpy, and I was like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And then while we're walking outside, he has the audacity to look at me and go like, so like, was it good? And I was like, breakfast was good.
Yes. Get him.
And then I got in the car. And then when I got on the show, when I did Conan, so this was like fucking 6 years later, he messaged me. He's like, do you remember me? And I was like, yeah. I wanted to go, I've been telling a joke about you since the night we fucking met. And he was like, yeah, you're so great. I'm so proud of you. And I was like, thank you. Block. Like, I'm not dealing with this.
Men are so confident.
They're confident. There are so many.
Imagine fucking someone poorly.
Yes.
And then reaching out years later to be like, yo, what's up?
And I told you it was
you.
I told you it was bad the next day.
I mean.
So, like, and so, yeah. So, like, Match just seeing, like, how many guys, like, weren't looking for, like, black women.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ones that were just, like, it was either they weren't looking for black. Like, literally every other race was picked but black.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was just, like, they don't have a preference. But, like, Asian chicks, you bitches better be out here getting all the men.
Well, they're the top of the pyramid. They're the top of the women are the top of the pyramid. Asian men and black women are at the bottom.
Right.
It's Asian women and white men who are at the top.
So these Asians, listen, I did a bit one day about how I was telling a room full of white people that these Asian women don't really want you. We just trying to breed y'all out.
Fair.
We sent the Asian women first. The Latinas is coming next.
Uh-huh.
So... bitch, get ready. We're breeding you motherfuckers out. We're going to get rid of racism one mixed baby at a fucking time.
I love it.
The only thing that's been, like, really successful is Bumble.
Okay.
Which is interesting because it's like, oh, it's where the woman talks. Because all I do is, like, all I say is I match with a dude and literally I say, hey, handsome, how are you so often? And just, when I start typing, hey, it just pops up
in
my phone.
Him. Yeah, okay.
And so, because I'm
like texting your friends, like, hey, handsome. You're like, that's my mom.
No. So, like, but, like, I'll... What's funny is, like, if I see an Asian dude, I'm like, oh, he's cute. Because I'm, like, I'm just any human, right?
Sure.
Like, there's certain, I mean, I look for things, and I'm just like, all right, atheist, no, I can't handle that.
Wait, why?
Because a lot of times, one, save, sanctify, filled with the Holy Ghost. Two, thank you so much. Two, a lot of the times that I'm dealing with guys that are like that, as soon as, if I say grace over my food, now we're in an annoying, condescending fucking conversation.
Okay.
Because you're going to sit up and tell me that I'm stupid for having a fucking faith that I'm not doing this.
What do you say for grace?
Let's see. Lord, I thank you for this food. Thank you for all the possibilities. And thank you for all the opportunities that you have given me. I thank you for this food. And we bless the hands that have made it. In Jesus' name, amen.
See, that's cute. When I pray, I'm like, hey, God, I know we don't talk often. But, like, can I have this? And then I go, I'll be better.
But see, that's because you don't talk to them on a regular basis. I have a Bible app on my phone.
You have a Bible app?
Yeah, I have a scripture every day that comes on my phone.
What's the last scripture you read?
Okay, so the one that was for today, where's my app? The verse for today is from Acts 2, chapter 2, verse 21. Okay. And this is the NIV version for you, those of y'all following along at home.
NIV. Never in...
Nope.
Never in Virginia.
There we go. Because who knew she was going to say vagina by a raising of hands? Thank you so much. And it's and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's the scripture.
Oh, see, that's nice.
It's short. Some of them are longer.
Okay.
But you know I do a Daniel fast at the beginning of every year.
A who?
It's a 21-day fast.
And you do it in the beginning of the year?
Yes.
For 21 days, you don't eat nothing?
That's not nothing. My mother just finished a 40-day fast where she doesn't eat anything from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Oh, so that's not a fast. That's just taking a break.
A break? That's where it's literally the term breakfast comes from, break wait, fast.
So she doesn't eat from what, 6 a.m. to what?
6 p.m.
So 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. is on.
So my fast, that's literally what breakfast means is break fast, right?
That I know.
Cool.
Because you're sleeping.
Yes.
I just got an applause break for knowing what breakfast was. The bar for me is set so low.
Girl, this is a limbo into the floor.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, it's a 21-day fast, and it's a vegan fast. Plus, no bread, no alcohol, nothing with sugar, no sexy time. You can only drink water.
Goodbye. Can you masturbate?
I don't usually masturbate.
You don't masturbate just in general?
When I do it, something bad always happens the next day. I'm like, please, Jesus, please let me do this. Wait. So talking about that, hold on. Wait. Okay, wait, I'm going to let you process this. Go.
You don't come every day?
No.
I come so hard every day.
Who has the time for that?
And when who has the time?
You have to come every day.
But like, I think about coming like I feel about washing dishes. Someone else can do it.
But if you don't do it yourself, you'll get roaches. You gotta come every day.
You have to understand that me getting up and walking away is the biggest compliment you can give a black person. If you've ever seen a group of black people and then they all disperse,
yeah,
someone fucking killed it. Because they're all going to come back.
Dulce, wait.
We're like, hold on, wait.
Just explain to me what has happened after you've mastered. I'm literally floored. I have like 8 vibrators.
Okay, wait.
You know what I just discovered?
What?
The Hitachi Magic Wand is a great just massager.
Wait. Lisa Traeger literally have a bit about that.
Yes, she does. And I listened to the bit and I was like, but is it? And then I had like a little kink in my back and I laid on it and I was like, whoa.
But because like Lisa was like, it says all kinds of things on there. Like, don't put this on wet places on your body.
Yes. And I put it on my back. My back felt better. And then I was like, great. Now to the pussy.
Okay.
So you don't come every day.
No, but I've had like vibrators in the past and like I'm just like I couldn't handle them. But
what do you mean you couldn't handle them? You just ride it out.
It's a weird feeling.
You gotta ride it out.
Listen, but remember, listen. Remember
I just touched my wig.
What are you doing?
For people listening, Dulce is trying to explain this to me and she's just pulling on my wig.
I'm pulling on her hair.
Girl, if you pull this off, I'll giggle.
Okay, listen. You know, the greatest fear of my life is to have a wig on and somebody pulled it. Because I've had a white girl get too close to a wig one time and been like, I'll
tell you,
stab you.
I've danced with the devil. I was wearing a wig the other day in a convertible.
Were there clips in it?
Oh, you better believe I was on the 405 clipping it down. I was just like,
Wait. Okay, so I haven't had a vibrator in years. Because like I used to have one and some kids broke in my apartment and they touched it, so I had to get rid of it. So...
What do you mean kids broke into your apartment?
I was like,
how do you know they were children?
Because they ate my food. And the cops told me that that's something that teenagers doing, and I asked my homeboy.
Are you sure it wasn't just a man who broke in?
I don't know.
Fucking ate your food and put your vibrator up his butt?
I don't know, but I threw them away. It was like the drawer that they were in was open.
But also, just wash it.
No.
You don't have to throw away a vibrator. Put it in the dishwasher.
No, someone saw it and touched it.
Who cares?
It's in the trash now.
Who cares?
I get it. So listen.
You could have donated that to some women in need.
For the same way.
Imagine going to a homeless shelter.
You can't
even bigger clothes and be like, well, all right.
You can't even donate a bathing suit bottom.
Oh, you can't?
No.
So if I brought a bunch of vibrators to the Goodwill, they would say, this is bad will.
You know what? I feel like there's a section of Goodwill.
You know, I've been to a lot of Goodwills, and I've never seen a vibrator.
But I think that Hitachi's been in one of them.
Maybe, well, because it's a massager.
Right. I did get a vibrator recently.
Okay.
But thank you, man, with another man.
Yes,
girl.
He wants you to come every
this
day.
This is the thing.
I'm blown away. You must be so angry.
Listen.
Like, all the time.
This is what's happening to me
right now. You don't even need a vibrator. You could just use your little nasty little fingies and rub your little clit. You can finger yourself until you say, oh, oh. You can tickle your taint until you say,
Dulce, you don't need a vibrator. I want you to come.
Thank you so much.
I want you to come.
But I have to tell you how I got the vibrator.
Yes, please tell me.
Okay, so I was talking to this man on the Bumbles.
Uh-huh.
And very, let's just say someone whose head was disproportionate. And
what do you mean?
He had too much top.
He had too much head.
Yes. But his eyes were real little. He looked like a cartoon from the 90s. So... But, like, there was this guy that I had been talking to, and then he disappeared. And then this other guy I started talking to, he was like, oh, I want to do this to you and do that to you. And I'm like, yeah, come to my house. Because what you don't know about a woman in her 30s is that she's in fucking heat. And
it's because you don't masturbate. I swear to God.
No, it's because my body wants to have a baby.
No, my body wants a baby, but I rub one out and go, I'm cool. Like, I really think you should masturbate.
Wait, let me tell you what happened.
I want to help you.
No, listen.
I will come to your home and coach you through it. Okay, so you met a man on the Bumble every day.
No. What? Listen.
Someone just said, oh my God. Why did you say, oh my God?
Listen. I don't
come. Do you not come every day? Who said, oh my God?
Listen to me.
Hold on. Do you not come every day?
You don't come every day?
Hold on.
She's not
you
listening.
You have to come every day.
But I come when I take a shower. I don't take a shower every day.
Wait, what?
You know the shower head where you can take the thing down?
Sure. Yes, I have one.
Yeah, that's why I have one.
So you do masturbate.
But not all the time.
Ugh.
But usually when I take, like a lot of times I take a shower, but sometimes I don't always do it. Because sometimes I'm in a hurry.
How many times a week do you come?
You don't have to answer this question.
She hates me. Four? Okay, that's good. Thank you.
Sometimes it might be that many.
Okay, good.
But a lot of times it's not.
You don't come at all.
No, a lot of times it's not. Like, there could be whole weeks that I don't.
Okay, four. Wait, what?
There could be a week that I don't. What is happening?
I guess we're not going to ever see eye to eye on this.
I'm not saying that I
at minimum 7 times a week, maximum 37 times a week. There are days
I'm just in bed.
Well, that's what I have to tell you
about. Just rubbing till it hurts.
So anyway, this guy in the Bumble.
So this guy on the Bumble.
Said he wanted to send me a vibrator the first day that I met him. And I was like, what kind of weird shit is this?
Yes, that's wild.
It's wild as fuck. And so he was supposed to, like, we were talking, like, all day. And he was supposed to come over.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I was like, all right, because I had to clean up my house. Because I'm Southern and you can't come in my house and my house isn't fucking spotless.
Mm-hmm.
And so the time he was supposed to come over, like, I don't hear from him. I don't know where he was. Not only was he going to buy me a vibrator, he was also going to send me Grubhub. So I was like, this is amazing. So.
Back up. So you meet this man, you talk to him, you make a sex appointment, and he goes, before I fuck you, I'm sending you food and a vibrator.
Yes.
Great. So he is a keeper.
Well, so okay. Saturday we're chatting. Sunday he's supposed to come over. He's supposed to send me this here Grubhub. He's supposed to mail. He's supposed to fucking order this vibrator.
Yes.
6 o'clock. He's like, I'm on the way.
Yes.
And then nothing.
Oh.
Don't hear from him. Don't get no fucking food. Nothing. Nothing. Fuck this dude. So the next morning, because like he was like, what do you do and whatever. And I rarely tell people what I do when I first meet them. I just go, oh, I work for Comedy Central.
Sure.
But sometimes people already know who I am, which is a lot because there's one dude I matched with. He was too much of a fan. And I was like, X out of here.
Okay.
So I tell him who I am or whatever. And we're talking. And then like the next day, he's like, listen, I got like really high and really paranoid. Mm-hmm. And I got really intimidated by who you are and what you do. And I was like,
okay,
bitch, you a hoe ass motherfucker. I'm not going to talk to you. But he told me what the campaign was, whatever. Then we kept talking that day. And he sent me the confirmation for this vibrator that he picked out for me. So
Where did he buy it from?
Off of Adam and Eve.
That's insane. Use Amazon Prime.
I don't know.
Okay.
But this was the one he knew. This is the one he liked, whatever. Okay. He's like, which one
do
you want?
What kind of vibrator was it?
It was called a Satisfier 2.
Okay. Ooh, people know about it.
So I guess it wasn't on the Amazon Prime.
Okay.
I don't know. So, and it was like, but like, this was like the 11th. And like the delivery window was like the 18th to the 22nd. I was like, what is the delivery window? It was wild.
Okay.
So Monday hits me up, talks to me all day. And then, like, I know he gets off of work at 5. And, like, in the evening, he's not, like, responding as quickly and as much, which is always a sign of a motherfucker who has a what? Girlfriend. So Tuesday, same thing happens.
Okay.
Wednesday, same thing happens.
Okay.
So I was like, hey, you should come over on Wednesday. My homeboy's coming to town on
Thursday. I like that you're still involved.
I mean, the vibrator hasn't shown up yet. We're making plans to hang out.
Truly, this is perseverance. This is why you have a career.
Thank you,
you know,
so much.
You just gotta stay in until it hits.
Well, like, I was busy doing shows,
yes.
So and then, like, he lives in Long Island, so whatever. Okay. So I was like, hey, on Wednesday, yo, my homeboy's coming in town. I'm going out of town on Friday.
Okay.
Come over tonight. He's like, oh, my friend broke up with his girlfriend. I'm supposed to be hanging out. And I'm like, you lying whole ass motherfucker.
Okay.
But I was like, sure. So Thursday is Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Don't hear from him.
This is a recent story.
Yes.
Because
the
we're
11th
still in February.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So, the 11th was the confirmation.
Yes.
Now, a lot of dudes, when you first start talking to them, they won't talk to you on Valentine's Day. because they don't want you to think that you're in love with them or some other stupid thing. So don't hear from him on Valentine's Day. Don't hear from him on the 15th. And on the 16th, I just went, I'm sorry. You went from buying me a vibrator to now I don't hear from you. Very confusing. Sunday I get home and I have a package and I forgot what it was. So I was like, ooh, what did I order off Amazon this time? More crafting supplies? And then I open up the pack and I was like, Satisfier, oh, the vibrator's here. So I still have not heard from him. This is 4 days. So my homeboy was like, send him a video of you throwing it away in slow motion. Hold on.
I would be like, send him a video of you fucking getting satisfied too.
Well, this is the thing.
Or whatever the fuck it was called.
I didn't know if he had blocked me or not. So I was thinking, what's going to get the biggest reaction? So mind you, I just threw the box away. I did not take it out of the box.
You didn't take it out of the box?
Well, in case I wanted to use it. I'm not going to throw it in the trash.
Wait, you just threw away a fucking vibrator?
I threw the whole box away. Only in a video. Only in the video, because the video was done, I took it out of... And I didn't throw it in the trash. I threw it in my recycling. So I dropped it in the recycling. And then I sent this video in slow-mo because my homeboy's petty as fuck and still have not heard from him. I mean, hot, buttered trash, girl. Who the fuck spends $49.99, $11.99 with shipping and handling to send your favorite person, other than Nicole Marie Byer, a fucking vibrator,
Michelle.
And then, I know, it's usually Elizabeth. Listen, I call Trevor, Ezekiel, Noah. I don't care. But like, because he was like, I want to use the vibrator on you, and
That's just very presumptuous and very strange. I've never had anyone send me anything.
Well, because the thing is, he can't pull no wild shit because the packing receipt also has his name and address on it. So if you want to get reckless, we can get ignorant.
So like on the bill on the inside, it had like the billing address? You know what you should do? Show up to his house.
Listen.
Go ding dong, spread your legs. No, kidding.
If I was the bitch I used to be, I just might do it.
I don't know. I don't know if it's necessary,
though. No, it's
not,
because I never met him. So what I would do is probably just send something. I would just, like, if I was a crazy, like, the only thing I could do is just mail him the vibrator back just in pieces.
And then be like, my pussy did this.
Because, like, a lot of times you, like, match with a white dude and you start getting, like, real, like, you know, sexy talking or whatever. They always talk about, like, well, I might not be that big. This is the thing. Black dudes aren't all huge.
It is very weird that men want to say that, like, they're not, you know, big or whatever. I'm like, just, like, be chill about this.
Because I have been, like, very surprised by some small dicks lately. But I'm like, this isn't going to work. And then you're just like, well, hello, sir. You got in between me out there, came through for the troops. You really, because sometimes I've been with dudes that are so big, you're like, sir, my clitoris was six exits back. Like, I don't know what to tell you. My G-spot, I need you to take a U-turn. Like, you're just too...
I need you to take a U-turn!
Because sometimes they're too big, but then the worst part is, like, giving a guy who's very small a blowjob, because you're like, hey, man, listen.
Yeah, that's like sucking on a fucking thimble. I recently matched with this
guy. But those
guy
dudes are always great.
Ronnie. Ronnie is like kind of cute. And he, so he messaged me in March 16th, 2018.
Well, you're still talking to him?
Well, no, then I messaged him February 10th of this year.
Did he respond?
He did. He So he responded and was just like, how was your weekend going? He wasn't even like, a year has passed.
That means he wasn't paying attention at all.
So then he liked my dildo picture and then we like kept talking.
Because like you don't know that like Nicole is the one, like we were at like the comedy store one time and you sat up and you went through my Tinder. And
I made you put up better pictures because your pictures were terrible.
Yeah, it was like too many. Like, I looked cute, but they weren't cute enough.
You also had pictures of you doing stand-up, and I think that's intimidating to me.
Yes, and I also had a picture of me at the Emmys, and you were like, you have to take that
down.
Yeah,
you have to. You can't fucking flex on these idiots. So
Because, like, one of my pictures, this guy was like, why were you at the Oscars? I had to go, I was at the Emmys.
Yeah, like, you can't. You're like, you can't
No, I took
that.
All of those down.
Yeah, that comes later.
But so I always have, like, full body pics and
then
everything.
He was like, he's a music person. I was
what
like,
do you mean music person?
Well, he said that
he's... Is he a music producer? Is he a DJ? Don't let him be a DJ. He better be a DJ.
No, he's not a DJ.
All right.
He was like, just finished rehearsal and heading to see a show now. And I said, rehearsal for what? What's the show? And he's like, I'm in a music group. So I said, you a music man. And he said...
What is he in, Menudo? What are you talking about?
I don't know. He just responded with, indeed I am. And you? And
Google
I said,
him.
So I said, no, I'm not a music man. And this...
What do you think this was, Broadway in the 80s? It was in the fucking
Music Man. I didn't know why he asked it like that. So...
You're singing Wells Fargo Wagon on the weekends?
I don't
the
know.
Fuck?
If like I feel like he should have been like, what do you do? Like, just assume I'm not a music man. So
fucking hell.
Then he said, oh good. I wasn't really into matching with music men on Tinder.
He's stupid.
So then I was like, great, perfect.
What?
And then we like then he said it was meant to be that like we were meant to match. And then on February 11th, he said, wanna talk on the phone? And I was like, this man's gonna kill me.
Why do you think that?
Why do you want to talk on the fucking phone? What are we going to talk about?
You talk on the phone before you meet them so you don't know that they'll kill you.
No. I do not talk to people on the phone.
No.
I meet them in person, and when they're like, oh, boy, I go, goodbye. Like, I have no problem leaving you on red in person.
I matched with a guy on Bumble, and we were talking, and because we were talking on the phone, I found out that he was a condescending asshole who I was going to have to punch in the neck.
Okay.
So it was good we didn't go out. Now, this guy, so that guy didn't talk to me on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
This other guy who I'd been started talking to, like, on Tuesday, we were talking. He's a nice guy. He's an artist. He does murals, and he's an art teacher. And he messaged me on Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked then. Very sweet. Very sweet.
That is cute.
So we talked that day. And then I went to Atlanta over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And he sent me like some pictures of him. But like classy, tasty Christian photos.
So what? Him posing next to a Bible? Or like
no, you
him
cow.
Posing next to a crucifix? He's like, Jesus is my homeboy. Like, what do you mean?
No dicks. He didn't send me his dick, okay? That's what I think is a classy photo. It's not seeing the motherfucker's man parts, okay? So we were talking. We're supposed to hang out on Sunday, but he was going to like a game at Madison Square Garden with like his family.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were supposed to hang out on Monday.
Okay.
We're talking on Monday because like we made plans on Sunday night to hang out on Monday. The first text.
I love with every man you remember the days.
This just happened.
On a Monday, we were supposed to hang out. And on Tuesday, I didn't see him.
Because
but then Wednesday, it came back around. Thursday, it was bad again.
I hate you. But also, this just happened. If you asked me about something that happened a month ago, I'd be like, October?
I'm kidding.
I know. I'm nuts. So, because I also like a timeline, bitch. I'm out here for checks and balances.
Mm-hmm.
So, Monday morning, he texts me when I'm getting ready for work. We're going to hang out today. We found a place to meet up with. We're supposed to meet at 6. I hadn't heard from him since 2:45. It's fucking 5:30. Hey, boy, what's the deal? Like I said, bitch, checks and balances. I was at work. 6 o'clock, I go to this pharmacy to grab something. I ain't heard from this motherfucker.
What were you grabbing?
I was getting medicine because my tonsils were inflamed.
Okay.
Because I just got over a very bad illness. I was sick the entire month of January. Because at one point, I had tonsillitis, staph, and strep all at the same time.
Damn, girl.
And then I had tonsillitis, staph, thrush, and uvulitis all at the same
time. Who's thrush?
Thrush is just a yeast infection in your mouth. Babies get it. And so...
Wait, so were you, like, spitting up chunks?
No.
Well, no, because a yeast infection, your puss is chunks falling out.
Mine doesn't do that.
Oh, you're...
When I get a yeast infection, mine doesn't do that.
What does yours do?
It's a little...
So I just went, what?
It gets itchy, and then I just take a Benadryl, and it stops.
What?
Yep. Because, you know, being on antibiotics will give you a yeast infection.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What is a Benadryl? That's an antibiotic. Oh, no, that's an antihistamine. Wait, that's
it's fucking... antihistamine. You're right. But I would also have a system where I also had one like sometimes. That
wait,
I
could... so what are your yeast infections like? You don't get goops?
No.
So how do you know you got a yeasty?
Because I'll get itchy and I'll get vertigo.
What?
Because I was getting dizzy, and I went to the doctor, and he was like, why am I getting dizzy? And he's like, you have a yeast infection. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I took a urine test, and he was like, yeah, you have a yeast infection. That was one of my symptoms. So I don't get the goops. I get
you went
vertigo.
To the doctor and said, I'm dizzy. And he was like, it's your puss.
Yeah.
I've...
Because it's not dizzy, it's vertigo.
Anyone else like, here get vertigo when they get it? You...
You stood up! Thank you! An ally! Thank you, sister!
So you don't goop out? You just get
you
dizzy.
You get vertigo!
Does anyone else? Oh, my friend over here who comes 4 times a week.
Because it's not just dizzy. You can't sit up straight and you can't lay down. It's fucking vertigo.
I've never
heard of this. Have you ever been on a Tilt-A-Whirl or a Gravitron?
Of course. I love fun.
Right. So, I hate you so much. So, like, imagine just sitting there and you are spinning. It feels like miles per hour. You're spinning so fucking fast.
That's crazy.
It's awful.
But also, I've never had a yeast infection.
What?
Yeah. I get BV a lot, which is bacterial vaginosis.
Oh, I've had that.
Which sounds more intense than it is. It's just like a little bit of goops and then...
I never get goops.
It's just always a little goop.
But, like, a lot of times the yeast infection, you're like, Papa yogurt. You're fine.
Papa yogurt?
It's a probiotic.
What, you slop yogurt in your
pussy? No, not in it, you heifer.
You shooting yogurt in your puss?
Have you heard that thing where you can put a clove of garlic up there?
Wait, like a fucking clove?
Not a bulb of garlic. You work on a cooking show. No, it's cakes.
Also, I know nothing about cooking.
I know.
So wait, that's garlic.
One of my friends, she says every time she has sex, she gets a yeast infection, no matter who it is, no matter what happens.
Yeah, some ladies are afflicted.
And it's a fact. So she said when she gets them, she'll get a clove of garlic, she'll unpeel it, and she'll just stick it up there and fall asleep, and it's gone. And so, I was like, shut up. And I Googled it. It sounds legit.
So wait, like you put the whole thing up in there?
Not a bulb, just
what's the
clove.
Difference? I don't understand the difference.
The bulb is the whole thing that you buy. The clove is the piece you take off to chop up to put in food.
So garlic comes apart?
Yes. Have you never?
No, I use garlic powder. That comes in a fucking thing where I unscrew it and I shake it on.
Have you ever used like chopped garlic when you need like fresh garlic and something?
No.
What? How do you cook?
I don't cook.
Facts.
I make something called slop. That's the only
thing. You told me about this. You also told me you used to get food poisoning all the time because you'd eat food that was too old.
Yeah, there was a time in my life where I would get burgers, get too drunk, leave them on the floor, wake up in the morning and eat them, and then go to work and be very ill.
Wait, just overnight and get food poisoning? That don't sound right.
I don't know. It would make me very sick. Also, like, I eat anything out of my refrigerator. I don't really pay attention to expiration dates. I think they're just a suggestion.
On some things they are. On some things they aren't.
I also think traffic laws are just a suggestion.
I know. I've ridden in a car with you.
Well, because, like, the thing is, at night, no one's there.
In L.A., yes.
So, like, why do I have to stop?
I feel like that about stop signs. I'm like, there's no one around.
It should be a yield.
Like a stop sign in a parking lot. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, right? Like, let me leave Target.
Let me get out of here.
But, so, wait. Let me tell you about this person. So, I matched with this woman named Carly.
Oh, this is a lady.
Yeah, and I...
Do you know that you'd never told me about you and the ladies I found out by listening to, like, back episodes of your podcast?
Oh, well...
What?
I don't know. It's like a weird thing to disclose to be like, hey, friend, sometimes I eat pussy. Like, I.
No, I'm just saying that you always talk to me about guys. And it's always like, I was talking to this guy, but you've never said to me, I was talking to this girl.
Well, I think the majority of people that I date are men.
Yeah.
And then when a lady tickles my little fucking clit.
You wanted to say fancy.
Yes, but I went for the joke instead.
I hear you.
When a lady tickles my fancy, like, I will absolutely go out with a lady. I refuse to close a door. Like, I refuse. Like, because people are people, and I personally think that I get attracted to people, and right. I love a hefty dick. And I think you could buy a dick. If I love the person, then like we can just work something out. So I matched with Carly.
This is the person you hadn't talked to since last year?
No. We moved on from him. This is a new person.
This is the person you won't speak to because they want to talk to you on the fucking phone.
No. This is a different person.
But the other person you won't talk to because they want to talk to you on the phone.
Absolutely. What the fuck are we going to talk about?
You're going to get to know each other.
I barely speak to my sister on the phone. What makes you think I'm going to speak to a stranger on the
phone? I talk to my friends on the phone all the time.
I talk to my friends, too, because we have something to talk about.
But
I'm going to say, hi.
You have to get to know somebody.
You do it in person where I can see their face. I can read what you're giving me.
Okay.
That's it. So I matched with Carly, and I had changed my profile to say, please ask me about the Minion movie.
Great movie, by the
because
way. Those
I
fucking
just
Minions.
Saw it, you
they're
guys.
Hilarious.
It's funny.
They're fucking funny. Do not
they're
sleep with the
so
Minions.
Funny.
They're hilarious.
I love those little yellow idiots.
It's
so
fucking.
So she said to me, the Minion movie is fire with the fire emoji. I said, I mean, it's so fucking funny. I truly love them. And then she said, those little weirdos, what will they get up to next? How are they understanding each other? The many unanswered existential questions of of America's favorite franchise. And I said, I mean, it's gibberish, but you get it. And she didn't answer me back.
Because she was being, like, clever and you just shut her down and said it was stupid.
No, well, I just fundamentally loved the Minion movie. And I was
I
like,
think she was making it deeper. You were just like, it's gibberish. And you're like, oh, she just shut me down.
Well, because I was like, you fully understand everything that's happening. You know their wants. You know their feelings. You know their needs.
She misunderstood your joke.
It wasn't a joke. I genuinely loved it.
No.
I think she was making a joke that I didn't understand.
No, her joke was hilarious, and
yes.
Then you were just both joking.
And I fully was like, no!
And she took it as a no when you were just extending her bit.
So should I, like, message her back and be like, I like the Minions. I don't know.
I don't know what to tell you to talk to a woman.
I don't know either. She's like kind of hot too. Like I'm very whatever.
Well, it's just like because it's like when you get to like those. When someone feels like you've given them like a no on a joke that they were doing or like trying to connect with you, I don't know where you come back from. Because a lot
Me
of times when
either.
That happens, some guys will just like wait a couple days and go, hey, how are you? And just like
well,
really just like.
Because men are unflappable. Women, yes. I think, go to a place where they're like, oh, no. So, okay, I want to read this to you. So I matched with Julian.
I think what you could say to her is be like, oh, you could literally just say, oh, I hope you didn't misunderstand what I said. I was completely agreeing with you.
Okay.
Something to that effect. You could just be like, oh, girl, I wasn't coming for your life. I was just like, yeah, the movie's fucking... They're talking about nothing, and yet you feel it!
You really do.
Or just send her a Minion, like, little gift.
Okay, that's good. I will do that.
Because for a while with guys on Tinder, I wasn't saying anything. I was just sending them a gif of a cat going like this. Like a little kitty cat.
Was that
on his back.
Working?
It was actually working. Like little, like when making biscuits. But like that guy, we initially like went out and I'm still like talking to him.
Oh, okay.
But he got like, he tried to trick me and I allowed the trick to happen. So he lives in fucking Staten Island.
Okay.
And I live in Astoria.
Yes.
So I was talking about us meeting in Midtown because when he stood me up, I was like, fuck this bullshit. You don't get to stand me up. I'm going to call this punk.
I think it's insane that you go out with people after they stand you up.
No. This is what happened. I was trying to figure out what the fuck happened. No.
Don't.
I just
Who
don't.
Cares?
I was annoyed.
Goodbye.
I was annoyed. And so, because my thing is, it's so, to the fact, one, I had to check myself because it was, I wasn't annoyed just at him.
Mm-hmm.
I was annoyed at the other dude and then this other dude. So I just had to stop myself from saying something rude. So what I did is I just deleted all his text messages, which is what I do to just go, I'm going to say something rude to this person.
Uh-huh.
Because ignoring someone, I think, is completely unnecessary.
Yes.
And it's very disrespectful.
Yeah, but if someone stands you up,
well,
I do not think they're worth your time.
Well, I didn't know if it was the standing up. It was...
If he doesn't show up at the designated time?
No. We didn't have a... We had not... This was the thing. The only reason I let it happen is because I said the place and at 6, and I never got confirmation. Because I wasn't even at the place at 6. I was getting a prescription. So I was like, I'm not going over here to wait for your ass. You never confirmed with me. Let me go get my tonsils together.
Again,
right.
If someone can't confirm that is the bare minimum, mm-hmm. I think you move on. I think right. that's, you're done.
Usually I do. But I was like, but I was also in a place where I was like, and when you're in that mindset, you're like, I'm finna say something to somebody.
Okay.
Call him. He texts me back. He's like, I'm sorry I fell asleep. We'll meet up tomorrow. I didn't say anything. And so I was like, no, fuck you. We're not meeting up tomorrow. I'm not saying shit. And the girls at work were like, he just said this shit to see if you wouldn't be mad at him. Mm-hmm. Don't respond. Because okay. My response was going to be, oh, so you can play this dumb shit tomorrow?
Because you haven't even met and you are playing fucking games with each other.
Yes,
I'm already exhausted.
Right. So, yeah, because I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, y'all don't know that I don't know? I went back and forth with the same man from 2007 to 2015. So, and then I just slept with another guy from 2008 to 2016 who just called me the other day. One who's married to tell me he was proud of me and that he missed me.
Yeah.
And then was also mad that I was in Atlanta last week and he was like, you suck because you didn't tell me you were in Atlanta.
You gotta cut these dudes off.
Oh, I haven't spoken to him in years. The only reason he caught up in my phone is because I wasn't paying attention and answered the fucking phone. Because
do you answer your phone?
No, I answer my
phone. I never answer my phone.
The reason I answer the phone.
You gotta call me twice if you wanna talk to me. Agents will be like, pick it fucking up. And I'm like,
well, I have to say maybe not because I was setting up meetings with someone and it was someone to meet for like for them at General. But it was someone else's assistant calling me and I didn't know what number they'd be calling me for.
Girl, this so story.
Phone. No. You're asking me why I answer my phone. That's why.
You were picking up a prescription. He never confirmed. And then what?
I call him and then he texts me. He said, I'm sorry I fell asleep. I didn't say anything. So he was like, so since I didn't respond to him wanting to meet the next day, yes. because we'd had a long conversation. He was a nice guy and I liked him.
Yes, yes, yes.
Since I didn't confirm, he texts me 2 hours later.
Okay.
And was like, is that okay?
Uh-huh.
And my friends were like, only respond to him if he says something else. And I was like, okay, fine.
Okay.
Said something to him. We talked for a little bit. Then the next day we met. And he was like, hey, let's meet. I was like, oh, we can meet in this bar in Midtown. He's like, oh, show me around Astoria. Now, one, I know you're trying to be on my side of town just in case anything happens.
Yes.
I'm not completely unaware of that.
Yes.
Now, was I wanting him to come over my house the first time? I don't know. But did I also clean my home? Yes, I did.
Yes.
Just to make sure, yes. because he's fucking gorgeous, okay? He's fucking beautiful.
Okay.
And he gets there and we're just chatting, we're talking, we're having a great time, we're drinking. And he gets too drunk, and I'm watching him get too drunk.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then, so, since he's too drunk, I picked a bar that was close to my house.
Yes.
So, because I'd been on a date before, and this dude was so creepy and awful.
Yes.
I was like, I have to get the fuck out of here.
Sure.
So, I picked somewhere that was close enough to my house that I could walk home just in case anybody's a creep.
Great.
But he was drunk, so he came to my house. But my homeboy was asleep in the living room. Because he's staying with me.
Then, cleaning your house meant nothing.
Well, he wasn't supposed to be there.
Cleaning your house literally means nothing. He's like, ooh, it's clean, but there's another dude here.
I didn't think my homeboy was going to be there because he was supposed to be at shows.
Okay.
So when I get there, I just see feet on an air mattress in my living room, and I'm like, we're going to have to be quiet.
Okay.
And then we go in my room and we roll around a little bit, and I was like, I'm not sleeping with you. And he's like, that's fine. Then he sobers up and goes home, and now we're supposed to hang out again. But I talk to him like every
day. This is a wild story.
Have you met me before?
Yes.
I can tell you that I did test out that vibrator.
You did the vibrator that got sent to you?
Yeah. That thing works.
Yes. Good.
It did something that I didn't even know I could do. So.
What do you mean you didn't know you could do? You didn't know you could come?
I'll punch you in the mouth.
I dare you.
Get your lipstick all over my knuckles? Fuck no. Plus, your face is needed for screen.
We've been talking for like an hour.
Isn't that how long this podcast is?
No, it's like an hour.
Okay.
I'm just saying we have to like wrap this shit up.
Ooh.
Well,
I want you to know that I have come so much since I got that.
Perfect. Good. I want you to come.
I want you to know.
I want you to come.
But I also really want to fuck this guy.
I want you to fuck this guy.
And it's like, I'm trying to be like, because I wouldn't fuck him on a first date because I was like, for me, this is the thing. I would have been, as I said to him, I was like, I would be very self-conscious.
Yes. Why?
It's, I don't know. it's just
don't. Your body's your body. Yeah, you know I get what you're doing. It's a fun time.
But I also was just like, I want to see you again. And in my experience, dude, you fuck on a first date, you don't see again.
The older I get, the more they're like, I want more of that.
Sometimes. Sometimes. And then sometimes, but I like, I'd have had homeboys that have been like, I really like this girl, but she fucked on the first date, so I didn't see her again. And my first instinct was like, what the fuck sense does that make? Was it good? He's like, yeah. Then I was like, so what the fuck? He's like, well, she's probably fucking other dudes on the first date. I'm like, but she fucked you. Keep fucking her, and she won't fuck other dudes, you
she
bitch.
She absolutely fucks somebody else on the first date. Yes! Who fucking cares? Just the reason, we do have to get out of here. I'm not going to make you look at my Tinder because we've gone so long.
No, and plus we've looked through each other's Tinders before.
Yeah, whatever. So, I like to, what?
What? We have. What?
Yes, I know.
We didn't learn nothing.
We truly didn't. And my...
We learned that come.
I'm happy to learn that you come.
I've never had to defend myself so hard.
I truly did roll around on the floor and scream at you.
I do have a video.
Do you really?
Of course I do.
Oh, no.
You think I would let you roll around on the floor and not save that for prosperity?
Well, thank you.
I'm wearing your clothes.
But I do... I did not tell the venue that I do this, but I do take questions. So if you have a question for me or Dulce...
She didn't tell me
you,
she doesn't.
Yeah, I didn't tell anybody. But if you want to ask me a question, you can. Just come here, like real quick. Come here. You got to... Because the recording...
If you can't get up, you don't want to ask the question.
It's truly... It's just the recording because I can't hear you if it's on a microphone. Okay.
What's the biggest red flag you've gotten on a date?
Ooh, okay, the biggest red flag I have gotten on the date, what?
A guy being a foot and a half shorter than he told me he was.
same thing happened to me.
But foot and a half.
Well, he wasn't like a foot and a half shorter. He was, so in his picture, he was like touching the ceiling, but upon further inspection, it was a basement. And...
But even basements can have a high ceiling. He was in a crawl space.
Yeah, it was very tiny. And the bartender was like, this is a cash only bar, and he kept trying to give him a credit card.
So he doesn't listen.
And I was like, he doesn't understand anything. So that was the biggest red flag. Okay, hi. Tell me your name. I didn't get your name. What's your name? Jasmine. That was Jasmine!
Yay! Okay.
What is your name?
Hi, I'm Nikki. Hi. My question is, why won't you date me?
Because you live in Canada.
I don't know you! All right, what's your name?
My name is Hannah.
Come on, girl.
My name is Hannah.
What's your question?
What's your favorite thing about being single?
Oh, dang, nobody's ever asked me that. What's my favorite thing about being single?
Nothing.
Honestly, I think it's that like I truly don't have to answer to anybody because like I was dating someone for like a chunk of time and... I would have to like fly home early or like try to adjust my schedule to see him. And it was like a lot of work that like I didn't realize. Well, I liked him, so I made the effort.
I would have done the exact same thing.
Yeah, it was just like a lot of work. So like I liked the freedom of not having to do any of that. Okay. Hi.
My name's Clinton. Can I buy the both of you a drink after the show?
Ooh.
Sure.
Sure. Okay, I'll accept it. Okay. I'll have to run.
I love a drink. Thank you, Clinton. Goodbye.
Ta.
Okay.
My name's Annie. What's your best sex advice?
Oh, my best.
Never trust a dude who won't go down on you.
Yes.
Also, yes. Never trust a dude who will only go down on you.
I've never met a man who will only go down on me.
I have.
Really?
Yeah, and sometimes you're like, I want a dick.
Yeah, I think someone always has to go down on you.
Thank you so much.
And I think you always have to make sure you come. And if you don't come, you have to be vocal and say, hey, I'm not good. I didn't come. Here's how you can make me come. Which is also like kind of sexy for someone to be like, oh, okay. So like,
also make sure he doesn't come before you tell him you didn't come. Because
or
if
she.
He comes,
I don't know
whoever.
Who you fuck. Whoever.
I just know if it's a man, don't
tell
him. I don't
know. I think they could come first, but this is just for men out there. Just because you come doesn't mean sex is done. Okay?
Yes.
So make sure you come. Okay, hello!
Hi, my name is Josie. I was wondering, where did you get your pants?
Do you know?
I do know. I got these from Dolls Kill. Dolls Kill is a website. I believe they ship to Canada. They are doing a collaboration with Delia's, if you remember them.
Ooh.
So these are like Delia's fucking jeans. And they come in little people sizes, so you can have them too.
I love that. That made me so happy.
Thank you. Goodbye. Hello.
Hey, braids. Come on
Hi, my name is Sheena. And I remember you went on that crazy date with that guy at the airport at the Guy Fieri restaurant. And I'm wondering, what was the absolute most insane date you've ever gone on?
That was it.
I didn't know it was a date. That's insane. Oh, I heard it on the podcast. How did the guy do that?
I bought two refundable plane tickets to go to the Burbank airport so we could go eat at Guy Fieri's burger joint. And then I found out later that there's a full-ass Guy Fieri restaurant just at a different terminal.
You didn't Google the restaurant?
No, the Guy Fieri restaurant wasn't on the Googles. The burger joint was.
Whoa.
It was the whole thing, and we had a real big tee-hee-hee about
it. What happened to him?
Let's not talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, fuck him.
Hi. So my girlfriend and I caught your last show, and you made a joke about dicks. And
yes.
You made a joke about curved as a type, and we were debating over dinner in between if curved means only up or left and right as well.
Did you know that curved down is also an option?
A dick can curve any which way. But I just have to say thank you so much for talking about curved dicks at dinner. I am so happy that I inspired that for you guys. But yeah, they curve up, left. It's like north, south, east, west. They go everywhere, you know? Okay, a follow-up. He goes, my follow-up.
I went to the Doughboys concert, show in Saskatoon, and I gave them weed on stage. Can you find out if they smoked it or...
They didn't. I know my Mitchie and I know my Weiger. They did not smoke it.
Who are these people?
Doughboys, podcast, fucking nerds.
Oh, all right.
Okay, thank you.
Next
we
question.
We gotta keep going.
I'm distracted. I'm awful.
So
I'm
you're
awful.
Gonna be it, because I do have to leave. I'm so sorry. It's going so long. Okay.
Ooh, did Sinead O'Connor get
you're here too. Oh, okay. You guys, and we're done. Okay.
Are you swiping in Vancouver? And if so, who have you matched with?
I have not swiped in Vancouver because I got in today and I leave tomorrow. So I feel like that's like bad to be like, ew, come on, I'll fuck you.
Hey, I think I can get that girl's number.
I would swipe right on you. I think you're adorable.
You do look amazing.
Hey, okay.
What is this look?
This is for my girlfriend. She wanted me to ask.
Boo!
Sorry. I don't know. I think it's chivalrous.
Hey, know that he has a girlfriend.
Do whatever. You and Dolce have any
Dulce.
Like... Dolce.
There you go.
You guys have like any like kind of maybe embarrassing celebrity crushes that you
embarrassing
are
celebrity
in?
Crushes? What's an embarrassing celebrity
God.
Crush? Like, ooh, I love Richard Simmons. Like, I don't know.
I mean, I'm pretty nonplussed. I would fuck Steve Buscemi, you know? Like, I think that would be fun. Also, like, I want to fuck Guy Fieri. Like, so hard. I think just like a spiky hair to the eye would be hilarious. Okay.
I always wanted to fuck Gene Wilder. I can tell you I was legitimately sad when he died. Legitimately
love
sad.
Love you both so much. I'm so excited to be up here. I want to know what
Thank
both
you.
Of your non-negotiables are when it comes to finding a match.
Broke. No. Broke. Can't do it. Broke heathen. I can't do it. Because men will, because I dated a guy who was broke and I was working a day job and he resented me for being able to pay for Applebee's. So if I tell you I flew first class somewhere, or if I talk about how I went on family vacations growing up and you're resentful of that, I can't deal with that. I've done it before.
I used to say I want a dude with like his own money, but I'm at that point now where I'm like, I'll just take anything.
No.
I mean, I want him to have his own money. I want him to not be living. I want him to like live his dream, not have a dream, or her. Doesn't matter.
They need an apartment. They need like a live. Like they need a job, right?
Yeah, it would be nice if they were employed, had a little bit of money. Not homeless. But
broke dudes
I'll
have the
tell
best
you
dick.
Something. I once fell in love with a homeless man. So I'll tell you real quick. Okay, I was walking down into the subway. I was wearing these cute little boots. I was like, stomp, stomp, stomp. And then this like really hot homeless guy was like, I like your boots. And I was like, oh, thank you. And then he like reached out and touched them and we had a moment. And I was like, I'm gonna fuck him. And then I was like, wait, I'm late for work. So then I put out a missed connection on Craigslist.
You couldn't have just gone back to the subway?
Yes, I was like, just in case he finds a computer. Okay.
Hi, my name is Erica. You guys are even more gorgeous in person.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. I don't know if that's an insult.
Oh, you're all gorgeous.
No, we're more gorgeous in person.
Okay.
It's not an insult.
I was just wondering that I know you've said you've liked going to like weddings and stuff. So what is your best tip for what I should do to make my wedding actually like cool and fun?
Okay, you have to have an open bar.
Yes. Don't
you dare make people pay for a drink.
Oh,
don't you dare.
Open bar,
good DJ.
Yes. Bands aren't as great as you think they are.
What?
Just get a DJ. People like having bands.
Yeah.
Bands limit the amount of music you can play.
Bands are weird. Get a DJ.
Get a DJ.
Keep your ceremony on the short side.
Not an hour and a half.
Also, let your bridesmaids wear what they want to wear.
Just pick a color.
Pick a color and a length. And then be like, do that. Because it's like cute pictures. And you're like, oh, my friends are like really showing their fucking personalities.
Right.
And then.
Make sure your groomsmen are single.
Yeah, I mean, if you can.
Give me a reason.
Also, do not do a destination wedding. It is rude. It is rude to poor friends.
But it's also the point. You don't want your poor friends coming.
Stop! I don't know. My poor friend might make me something.
You bitch. One of my mentor in college, she did a destination wedding because her very uppity, very southern mother was like, we know who needs to come.
Oh, my God.
And I went, that's the shadiest thing I've ever heard.
But truly,
make divorced.
It a party. Like, think of it as a party, not a wedding.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
So only cool people with cool vibes.
Hi. Ooh, we have one more. Okay, great. Okay.
Hi, my name is Carissa. What's the worst theater kid you've ever met?
Ooh,
the theater kid that won't
stop singing.
Yeah.
But can't sing.
I went to musical theater school, so all of them. I went Rent was the musical, and it switched to Wicked.
Yes.
So it was just like, 525, I want to be popular. Like, it was just
and everyone
so
trying
much.
To hit that one note.
So much. Those are the most annoying.
Fucking monsters.
Okay, last question.
No one can hit that
note. And then we have to get the fuck out of here. Okay, hi.
Oh, I met a beautiful woman on a train last weekend, and she invited me to your show, so I just want to say thanks to her.
Hey! Oh, Vertigo, what up?
Also to you, yes, I just want to say, does your Vertigo yeast cause you to have hallucinations, and how do we get help?
I don't get hallucinations, but I can only sleep at a 45-degree angle.
What the fuck?
So you can't sit straight up, and I can't lay flat. I have to put pillows up to do a 45-degree angle. That's the only way I can fall asleep. It doesn't do restless leg, but it's like your whole body is just like you're spinning so fast. But it's not that. It's awful.
When
but
I like, say I learn every day, I'm truly learning every fucking day. Dulce, do you have anything you want to promote?
I do have the half hour coming out. I'm on a show at 11 here. I'm gonna be touring. I'm gonna be in DC next weekend. I'm gonna be coming to Arlington. I'm coming to all the places that are Canada. So
do you have a website?
I have a website. I have the Instagrams. Hopefully you'll see this giant man that I hung out with the other day. Cause I don't want to sleep with him, but I gotta sleep with him.
You're gonna have to fuck him.
My brain is just like, just wait, but my body's like, get on it.
You're gonna have to fuck him,
he's
guys.
So
thank
big.
You so much for coming out. I truly appreciate
Woo!
It. This has been Why Won't You Date Me? Tell your friends to listen. Have a really great night. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.